Here he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I'm talking about the unemployment numbers. And, of course, the media and the political class are trying to put this spin on it. Oh, it isn't all that bad. It, you know, the thing that fascinates me when you read some of the media stories on this, that the media is so surprised. What? Unemployment took an unexpected rise. Unexpected? How smart do you have to be to figure out the businesses aren't hiring? You pour more regulation on them. You pour more taxes on them. And they don't hire people. How smart do you have to be to figure this out? And then they're so surprised that consumers aren't spending money. Well, there's no real inflation, they say. Well, that's because when they consider inflation, they specifically exclude the price of fuel and the price of food. Now, I'm sure everybody within the sound of my voice has bought fuel or bought food within the last several days. You know what it's costing you. Is it costing you the same as it did a year ago or 2 years ago? It's gone up, hasn't it? Some cases almost double. Now, but that's not counted. That's not really inflation. That's only a figment of your imagination. You know, another thing that happened is more people entered the workforce last month. Remember, a lot of schools graduated the classes in May. So all these people getting out of college with their degrees and getting out of high school with their diplomas, they went out to find jobs. But most of them couldn't find work. And that pushed the unemployment rate up from 9% in April. And the number of unemployed rose to 13.9 million people that don't have jobs. Now, something you don't hear here in the mainstream media, you certainly don't see it in a daily garbage can liner. Every month when the government comes out with their figures, about 2 weeks after they initially published the figures, they go back and they revise them downward. So what the government did, they revised April's numbers down by 39,000 jobs. If I recall, they said, 220,000 jobs were created. Well, they backed that up by 39,000. They do that just about every month. Now, this weakness in hiring has been pretty widespread. Manufacturing cut 5,000 jobs. That included 3,400 in the auto industry alone. Retailers cut 8,500 positions. Leisure and hospitality, that includes restaurant and hotels. That's something that is important to us here, you know, since they managed to kill off the fishing, the logging, the mining, the farming, all our natural resource industries. We're supposed to rely on ecotourism. But the leisure industry lost 6,000 jobs. Now, just to put this into perspective, the economy needs to generate at least 100,000 jobs each month just to keep up with population growth and to prevent the unemployment rate from going up. Economists say the gains need to be at least double that total to drive down the rate. About 8.5 million Americans work part-time, even though they would have preferred full-time jobs. All they could get was part-time. Another 2.2 million have stopped looking over the past year because their benefits ran out, and if you're not getting benefits, you're not counted in the numbers. All told, the underemployment, that's the people that have quit working, the people that are working part-time, was at 15.8%. Now, if you add that 15.8% to the stated unemployment rate of 9.1%, you come up with a whopping 24.9% of the working population of this country that's unemployed. That's one-fourth of the labor force. And yet, old Butthead and his minions get in front of TV cameras and try to tell us that we've turned the corner on the economy? Again, I ask you, are we really that stupid? We need to take another break here. And what I'm going to do during this break, I'm going to give away four more tickets to the Texaco Country Showdown. Give you an opportunity to go down and hear some of our local talent perform, and they are good, let me tell you. Been there, done that. Some of these people are amazingly good. This will be the preliminary. It's going to be June 23rd at the Red Lion in Coos Bay. And the third caller, the 541-267-2124, we'll get four tickets to go to the Texaco Country Showdown on the 23rd. 541-267-2124, and I'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a good mechanic? At Tom's Bulldog Automotive, located on Highway 101 in the Bunker Hill area of Coos Bay, they offer dealer quality service and repairs at lower prices. They're locally owned and operated, so you get the personal attention you need. First they listen to you, then they listen to your vehicle. Their ASE certified technicians perform only the services you ask for. No surprises. If you're looking for trustworthy, top-notch vehicle care, Tom's Bulldog Automotive is the place. They take a bite out of the high cost of vehicle repairs. Call them today at 541-269-0399.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole in the Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. You know, to tell you how bad our economy has become, China, who holds more of our debt than any other country in the world, China last week sold off 97% of its U.S. bonds. 97%. What do the Chinese know that our politicians don't seem to understand? Now, when a country buys debt from another country, they buy that at interest. They expect to get back more than they paid. They want their money working for them. When they take that bonding, that debt, and sell it off, it's a pretty fair indication that they think they're not going to get their money back with interest and may not get their money back at all. So China sold 97% of U.S. bonded debt. Now, if the Chinese know that this country is going down the tubes because we've got a Congress that would rather play politics than pass a budget, because we've got a Congress and a president that are in denial that this country is broke, China sees that. And oddly enough, according to the polling, so does the American people. But apparently the people inside the Beltway haven't figured it out yet. They're still playing political games, one-upmanship. You know, he said, she said, and of course the media dutifully points out what everybody says without ever bothering to give you any hard information. It's a he said, she said media world. Now, thankfully, there are places that people can go to find out what's really going on. You can listen to shows like this one, because I'm going to tell you the truth. You know, the easiest way to be controversial in this current cultural situation is just tell the truth. You can go to a place like my website where you find links to factual news. Or you can continue with your head where the sun doesn't shine, and you can listen to the Communist News Network or ABC or NBC. Or you can read the Daily Garbage Can Liner and actually believe some of that. You know, during the top of the hour break, I was listening to the news. Again, they reported on Wienergate, Wiener's Wiener. And not once during that report did they mention his party affiliation. Apparently, they must think we're all too stupid to realize that Wiener is the Democrat, the liberal, loudmouth Democrat from New York. They never mentioned that. Can you imagine if Wiener would have been a Republican? Every sentence would have been prefaced with Republican Anthony Wiener. But since he's a Democrat, they never even bothered to give his party affiliation. And that's what's gotten us into this hole, folks. The media doesn't report, and our politicians that supposedly represent our interests are more interested in covering their own hiney and playing political one-upsmanship than they are in managing the country. And that's why I say, come next year's election, I sincerely hope that people realize that the political class is screwing us. If the candidates from the political class, time to send them out the door. You know, right here in our own state, we've got a problem. Senate Bill 897. It would eliminate the requirement that employers pay the 6% employee contribution to their public employees' retirement system account. I want to ask you, those of you out there that have some sort of retirement program, how much do you contribute to that? You know, if you've got a union pension plan or something set up through your company, or something set up through an insurance company. Generally speaking, and I've done a bit of research on this, it seems that the average worker will pay somewhere between 20 and 50% as his contribution to his retirement program. That seems to be the norm, depending on what industry you're in and what your situation may be. But 20 to 50% employee contribution seems to be about the norm. In Oregon, the state public employees pay zero, nothing, zip. You pay for it. A few years ago, there was a case in the Oregon Supreme Court that would have required the public employees to pay 6%, a whopping 6% contribution. But our legislators, many of whom are owned lock, stock, and barrel by the public employee unions, decided that would be unfair. That would be the same as a 6% wage reduction to these poor public employees. So they decided that the employer would pay that 6% as well as everything else. So in essence, the employer pays 100%. Oh, and by the way, you are the employer. You, the taxpayer, you are the employer that gets to pay 100% into the public employees' retirement system. PERS. Senate Bill 897 would have required the public employees to pay that 6%. It failed on a party line vote. Need I tell you which party voted against the bill? Now, it's obvious to everybody except the state legislature that something has got to be done about the PERS problem. Ignoring the looming deficits and skyrocketing rates only means there's going to be less money to spend on classrooms. It's for the children. Police officers, services for seniors, and other vital priorities. This bill could have been one piece of the solution to the PERS problem. 897 would have ended the statutory requirement that a 6% contribution be made to the employees' retirement accounts. More than 70% of PERS members have this 6% contribution picked up by the employers. You get to pay it. Now, had that bill passed, it would have saved you, the taxpayers, the employers, $750 million over the next two-year period. Now, recent studies have shown that PERS has an unfunded liability of $13.6 billion. As a result, rates charged to employers in the system have more than doubled. We're paying twice as much as we did just 5 years ago because of this $13.6 billion that's unfunded. State agencies, school districts, and local governments were all forced to shoulder an additional $1.1 billion in expenses in this budget cycle alone, for a total of almost $2 billion in PERS charges. Additional rate increases are coming up on the horizon. Every rate increase comes straight out of the state and local budgets, and that means there's going to be fewer dollars left to pay for teachers, police officers, and the other services that we all rely on. I don't know where this is going to end, folks. PERS costs are eating school districts and other core services alive. Ignoring the problem isn't going to make it go away. It makes the problem that much worse for future generations. Ending the requirement that employers pick up all 6% of an employee's PERS contribution is one thing we can do to increase funding for education and other important state priorities. Right now, right here in River City, we're seeing cutbacks in education. How many of those cutbacks would have been necessary if this bill would have passed? It would have left more money for the school districts to keep providing 5 days a week of education to our students. Yet, you got to remember, the party that voted against the bill is predominantly owned lock, stock, and barrel by the public employee unions. The unions would rather have their members fired than agree to have them contribute 6%, a whopping 6%, to their own retirement. They'd rather see their members fired. So are the unions actually a benefit to the public employees? We know they're not a benefit to the taxpayers. Are they a benefit to the employees if they'd rather see the employees lose their jobs rather than contribute a whopping 6%? They would rather see you, the taxpayer, shell out this money when you're probably already shelling out money for your own retirement program. So you're not only supporting yourself, you're supporting them as well. Am I being unreasonable, folks? Is it out of the question that we should ask these public employees to contribute 6% to their own retirement program? Is that out of line? Give me a call, 541-267-2124. Am I out of line? Is 6% too much to ask? And just how much do you contribute to your retirement program? We're going to take another short break here. Something I want to mention. When we come out of this break, I'm going to go over and talk to Tim at Tom and Giggs. But something I want to mention before we go in. Tom and Giggs is running an Independence Day special. For those of you educated in the public schools, Independence Day is the 4th of July. They're running an Independence Day special. They're offering 10% off on all parts, with the exception of BD transmissions. And that 10% off sale is going to run July 4th through July 8th. We're a month out now. But if you need automotive parts, for your car, truck, or whatever, that's when you buy them, July 4th through 8th. You can get 10% off over Tom and Giggs. And Tom and Giggs, of course, if you listen to this show, if you listen to Tim talk on the radio to me, Tim is proud to be an American. It's an American company. They're proud Americans. If you're going to frequent any business, that's a good one to go to because they do believe in this country, in spite of our politicians. But I'd like to hear your input on what you think about the Democrats in the Oregon Senate voting to allow you to continue to pay this 6% to the public employees' retirement fund. Give me a call, 541-267-2124. I'll be right back.
Summertime itches from bug bites, sunburn, and poison ivy need fast relief. Try Gold Bond Maximum Relief Cream with two maximum strength medicines that cool and soothe pain and itch on contact. And for those everyday itches from rashes, dry skin, allergies, even recurring conditions, there's new Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream with two medicines and seven moisturizers that work a full 24 hours. Remember, for a quick itch fix, get Maximum Relief Cream. And for long-lasting healing, pick up new Intensive Healing Cream, only from Gold Bond. Use as directed.
At Advance Auto Parts, our service commitment doesn't just apply at our stores. It stretches online to advanceautoparts.com. Find the right part for your car from our expanded selection of over 350,000 quality parts, all with detailed images and info, plus 24/7 live customer service. That's a service commitment you can depend on. Right now, save $20 on orders of $50 or more at advanceautoparts.com/drive. See site for details. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gel-in?
I'm glad I have feet.
You wouldn't want anyone to take food from your table. So why let insects take a bite out of your vegetable garden? 7-brand insecticide knocks out over 100 harmful insects, but it won't harm your fruits or veggies. 7 has been trusted for generations and is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get 7. Available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
Paid for by Stansbury & Associates Investment Research.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's. Williams called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself.
You can find the video at www.endofamerica44.com. That's endofamerica44.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica44.com. That's endofamerica44.com.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. As I mentioned, we're going to go over to Tom and Giggs, and today we're going to talk to Josh over there. Josh, how are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Tim's obviously busy actually working for a change.
Yeah, he's actually working on a bedliner for a customer.
Ah. Yeah, so, since Tom's been off, he's been the man on that, hasn't he?
Yeah, we kind of all work together, but he does most of it and just trying to, you know, it's help people out. You know, people want bedliners. They don't want to drive to Eugene. So, you know, that was Tom's thing to do, but we're trying to fill in for him while he's gone.
Yeah, and I know sometimes that's tough with the other work you've got to do out there. Okay. I mentioned before the break about your Independence Day sale where you're offering 10% off all parts on July 4th through 8th as a kind of a to honor our Independence Day.
Exactly. You got to do something for people. You know, it's, you know, things are tight. And, you know, if somebody wants something done, you know, if there's a way to help out, we'll try. So, of course, that's limited. I mean, I can't give you a 10% off a $5,000 transmission. But,
well, no, and it does exclude the BD transmissions. But everything else, 10% off, right?
Can't beat that.
Yeah, like if I wanted to come in and get some of that fancy LED lighting, 10% off, right?
Exactly.
Well, that's pretty cool. How about
save up your money?
Yeah, steps for the side of your rig. You guys got all sorts of stuff, winches.
Yeah, what I tell people is, if you've never been into our store, you need to come down and check it out. You know, at least look what we got. You know, you open a four-wheel drive magazine, or you open a diesel power magazine, or a towing magazine. All that stuff you see in there, I probably got it on my shelf. So.
Yeah.
You know, we pride ourselves in having, a very good selection. You know, we don't limit ourselves to, certain things. We're just a wide variety, try to do the best we can. We got everything from winches, lift kits, tires, wheels, towing accessories, and we put everything on, too, so.
Yeah, I know, and a very fine job you do of installing it. You've done some stuff for me, and I've been extremely pleased.
Exactly. So, yeah, if everybody knows where we're at, we're one block off Newmark on the way to Empire, right before 7-Eleven down here, big green building. Can't miss this. American flag flying out front.
Absolutely.
So come down, say hi, come in, check out. You don't have to buy everything every time. We're pretty friendly people. We're not going to scowl at you if you walk through the door. We like to see people come in, so come down, check our stuff out.
Well, to me, every time I come in there, I like to browse around because I never know what the next thing may be that I want to do to my rig.
And we get new stuff all the time.
Yeah, it's kind of like talking to Santa Claus. You come in there and look at all the neat stuff you guys have, and then you can kind of figure out how to plan to save to get what it is you want.
Exactly. Like anything, we've been through all of it. I've seen all of it. A lot of it out there, and I can tell you what's the junk and what's the good stuff.
There's
a lot of garbage out there.
Boy, I know, and you guys kind of did that with me. You kind of held me by the hand and showed me what I needed to do.
Exactly, and we can show you what works and what doesn't.
Well, and that's the thing, if you're going to spend your hard-earned money, you want something that's going to do what you need it to do that you're not going to have problems with later.
Yeah, and if you do have an issue, we're here to help. You don't have to talk to some guy on the phone and wait 2 weeks to get something done.
Yeah, yeah.
We're here, and we get most of our stuff next day. So.
Yeah, which is really nice.
Exactly.
Okay, Josh, well, I thank you. And give them the phone number and address again.
We're 135 South Shulman. That's in Coos Bay. Local phone number is, of course, 541-888-4660.
Okay. Thank you, Josh. You have
Thanks,
a great day.
Good.
Okay, that's Josh over Tom and Giggs. And really, it's a great place. I like to go there because it's like a kid in a candy store. I I'm always looking for new things for my truck, and boy, they got it. They've got stuff I didn't know that was available, so it's kind of cool just to stop over and look around. You know, something else that's happening, now, I know this is going to be a stretch for a lot of you to believe that our president wouldn't obey the law. I know that that's tough to believe. Many of you have heard of the War Powers Act. What's happened? The White House, after 27 months of Obuthead being president, the White House has finally forged a bipartisan consensus in Congress. Finally. Unfortunately for the president, the lawmakers are uniting in opposition to his approach to the ongoing U.S. involvement in the Libyan civil war. Some see the operation as an ill-advised and useless military venture. Others argue that the president may be breaking the law. Last Friday, the House of Representatives took up a couple of non-binding resolutions regarding the Libyan adventure. One resolution was support from 45 Democrats, oddly enough. The resolution states that authorization for involvement in Libya has been neither requested nor granted, and asked the president to provide detailed information on the mission within 14 days and reaffirms that American ground troops should not be sent to Libya. Now, we heard just this morning that the president was considering stepping up troop involvement in Libya to include additional helicopters. Now, the White House has taken kind of an odd stand on the Libyan war's legality, particularly with respect to the War Powers Resolution. The administration ignored, that means broke the law, the statutory 60-day reporting requirement, arguing that it doesn't apply to Libya. The White House describes American involvement as a narrow effort that's intermittent and principally an effort to support the ongoing NATO-led and UN-authorized civilian support mission, a no-fly zone. The president said that this included, this is the new politically correct terminology, included non-kinetic support to the NATO-led operation, suppression and destruction of air defenses in support of the no-fly zone, and targeted drone strikes. Now, the White House may not call that a war, but it sure sounds like a war to me. Man, you know, maybe they need to get Muammar Gaddafi's opinion on that, see if he thinks it's a war, since he's the one that's under attack. Now, just to go back a little bit, remember when the president got us involved in this, he never even went to the Congress, didn't even notify the Congress that he was going to commit our military power to NATO. Didn't even tell them what he did. He went to NATO to get NATO's permission, and he went to the United Nations to get the United Nations permission. But he never said a word to our Congress. Makes you wonder just who in the hell this guy thinks he's president of. And now, after the 60-day expiration of his legal ability to commit troops, he's still not including the Congress. He's not giving them any reports. He's not giving them any updates. And he's not asking the required legal permission of Congress to continue United States troop involvement in the Libyan Civil War. You know, it just kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it? This is the kind of slimy stuff he's done with the illegal immigration thing. You know, the Congress authorized money to build a fence along the Mexican border. But Obama's not letting them spend it. Obama talks about energy independence, but it's by his orders that they slowed down the process on permitting to drill for oil and natural gas in America. He talks a hell of a story, but if you look at what he's actually done, he's been the roadblock. He has used his czars and his department heads to place roadblocks everywhere he possibly can. Not only does he not have any respect for the law, he has no respect for the people. This is a guy that wants to get reelected, and believe me, they've already got their pointy little heads together to come up with a strategy to try to fool you into voting for him. And I'm going to tell you flat out, folks, they're going to lie to you. And you can doggone sure betcha the mainstream media is going to parrot those lies. And, of course, our daily garbage can liner that never did any research on anything is going to pick up the lies from the wire services, and they're going to publish that garbage as if it were true. And it isn't going to be true. I've got some examples. We'll discuss those when I come back. We're going to take a short break. By the way, during this break, boy, we're just giving away all sorts of stuff here on the Jim Bice Show. Right now, we're going to give away a first mate's dinner to the Seabasket Restaurant down in Charleston. It's right in the Charleston Boat Basin. This is good either at the Seabasket or it's good over at the Pyramid in the old City Hall building right here in downtown Coos Bay. A first mate's dinner includes 4 fresh pieces of fish, fresh, not frozen. You get a choice of having them grilled or deep fried. You get French fries, coleslaw, garlic bread, and a cup of their famous clam chowder. And I'm going to give away this certificate to the 6th caller, caller number 6, calls 541-267-2124. 541-267-2124. Be the 6th caller, and you will win a certificate for a first mate's dinner at the Seabasket or the Pyramid. So dial the phone. I'll be right back.
Stop by Jim Vick Auto Sales in their new location on the corner of Virginia and Broadway in North Bend. You'll find just the right vehicle at just the right price. They've got a broad selection of quality inspected cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs in every price range. Jim Vick has been in the car business for over 40 years in this area and has served 3 generations of Bay Area residents. Give Jim a call at 541-808-2400. That's Jim Vick Auto Sales for your next vehicle.
If I can't save you money, I don't deserve your business.
Need tires for your car, truck, RV, travel trailer, or ATV? Far West Tire Factory, located on Highway 101 just north of the Red Lion Motel, has everything you need. They sell all the name brands you're familiar with. Michelin, BF Goodrich, Cooper, Goodyear, Firestone, Uniroyal, Goodrich, ProComp, and Dunlap. And the best bargain on the market today, Kelly Springfield Tires. They're a really good deal on a great tire. Far West Tire Factory also specializes in custom wheels, shocks, brakes, alignments, lube and oil filters, coolant and transmission flushes, and tune-ups. Far West Tire Factory is one of almost 200 locally owned and operated tire factory stores in the 10 western states, so they'll serve all of your automotive needs wherever you travel.
Man-made global warming is going to raise sea levels 23 feet, change weather patterns, cause widespread droughts, and eventually kill us all. It must be true. Our president, our politicians, the environmental watchdogs, and government-funded scientists wouldn't lie to us, would they? According to our own Environmental Protection Agency, the greenhouse gas, carbon dioxide, CO2, is the biggest culprit. But what can we really do? Here at the Jim Bice Show, we're very concerned about this issue and the continued existence of all mankind. Our research has shown that a major source of CO2 emissions is human respiration. Therefore, we have formulated a solution that will possibly save mankind from itself. We suggest that all those who are concerned about this very real problem place a plastic bag over their head and tie it snugly at the neck. This will prevent the CO2 that they are exhaling from entering the atmosphere. We have also determined that huge amounts of CO2 mixed with hot air are emanating from Washington, D.C. and most state capitals. In the effort to save our planet, we must stop these harmful emissions. That's why we've founded the Politicians Emissions Prevention Program, or PEP. Now you can join the PEP program and help save the world. Every time you see a politician, environmentalist, or government-funded scientist breathing, just rush up to him or her and slip a plastic bag over their head. If we all participate, before you know it, we'll have reduced the spewing of the deadly CO2 into our atmosphere, and we'll have saved our planet for future generations.
These actions are only for trained professionals. Do not try this at home.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. As I mentioned before the break here, we're being flim-flammed and bamboozled by our president and this administration, generally by all of the politicians in Washington, regardless of which side of the aisle they're on. Last week, the president was at a Chrysler plant in Ohio, touting about how wonderful the automotive industry bailout had been and how Chrysler had paid back all the money that they owed the taxpayers. And of course, before that, a couple weeks before that, he was touting how GM had paid back the money. Well, the problem is there's a couple of small holes in those statements. Number one, yeah, Chrysler paid back the money that they got through the TARP program. What they paid it back with was a line of credit that was advanced from the Department of the Treasury. So they took taxpayer money from the line of credit from the Department of the Treasury and they paid off the TARP program. Now, part of that money from that line of credit from the Department of the Treasury was going to be loaned to Fiat. You know, Fiat's the Italian car maker that bought part of Chrysler's stock as part of the TARP deal to put that whole thing together to keep Chrysler running. But part of that money is now going to go to Fiat. Fiat, by the way, couldn't get a loan through normal lending channels. But now they're going to buy up the remainder of the stock in Chrysler so that Chrysler will become, in essence, owned by an Italian company. But they're doing it with your money. So Department of Treasury gave Chrysler the money to pay back the TARP program and also gave them money so that they could give it to Fiat, so Fiat could buy the stock, so Chrysler becomes an Italian company. Do you follow that? And for the life of me, I don't understand just how in the hell that benefits the American people. We're still on the hook on Chrysler for about $6.8 billion that we're never going to see back. So you got to pay $6.8 billion so that Chrysler could become a foreign-owned company. That's what it comes down to. And my question, it's a rhetorical question, would be how long is it going to be before Fiat decides that all management of Chrysler Corporation should take place in Italy rather than in America? And you got to remember, Italy's economy is just as bad off as America's. How long is it going to be before Fiat decides that they would be a whole lot better off moving manufacturing to Italy than they would by leaving it in this country? Which takes us over to GM. GM did much the same thing. GM opened a line of credit with the U.S. Treasury Department and borrowed the money to pay back part of the TARP. Now, with GM, it's a little different situation. When GM filed for bankruptcy, what the government did, they stepped in, they offered the TARP money, they basically, everybody, all of the major stockholders in General Motors got told to go fly a kite. Your investment is toilet paper. You just lost all your money. They turned over the majority of common stock to the United Auto Workers Union. So the union and the federal government, in essence, now own General Motors. Aha. But theoretically, they still owed the American taxpayer about $16 billion. So the Department of Treasury opened a line of credit. GM borrowed about half of the $16 billion, made a partial payment on the TARP payment, so that Obama could go in and tell everybody, oh, well, look at how wonderful Government Motors is. Government Motors just paid back most of what they owed to the taxpayers. But if you work the numbers with the interest and everything and what's likely to happen, because also remember that they fudged the numbers badly on GM's profits and what they'd actually sold. Prime example is the Chevy Volt. You know, this is going to be the savior of the American auto industry. But you know what? They've only sold about 1,000 of them. Nobody wants them. They cost $41,000. Nobody wants to buy the damn things. So the government put a $7,500 tax credit on them. You buy a Volt, the government, which means the taxpayers, that means you. You get to pay $7,500 for everybody that buys a Volt. Here's a kicker on it that I find interesting. Some of the dealers have bought the things from the factory. They can't give them away. Nobody wants them. They're pieces of crap. So the dealers are applying for the tax credits, for the rebates. So you have dealers that bought them from the factory that are getting the rebates for the government. That way the dealers can at least get some of their investment back for buying this turkey that nobody wants, and you get to pay. You know, isn't it funny? It seems like everything that happens, whether it be at state level or whether it be at national level, you get to pay. I want you to think about this. We're almost out of time this week. I want you to think about this hard over the next week. Every time you see a headline or hear some talking head on the news tell you the government did this, the government did that, I want you to think everything the government does comes out of your pocket. The government does not generate wealth. The government creates nothing. Every single penny that government has, that's all levels of government, I don't care if it's city, county, state, or national, every single penny the government has comes from your pocket. And when you hear these grandiose stories of the government did this and the government did that, and oh, the government's here to help all of these, oh, and the government's going to do this, and we're investing in that. It's you. It's your money. It's not the government's money. It's your money. And when they talk about, well, you know, we're going to have those greedy rich people pay more taxes. We're going to tax those greedy corporations. You know who they're taxing? They're taxing you. Because you use the products and services that come from those greedy rich people and those greedy corporations. They're not punishing them. Taxes are a pass-through expense. If you raise taxes on any business, They just raise their prices to offset that. It's a consumer that pays. Oh, but I forgot. The consumers don't have any more money because the consumers don't have jobs. A fourth of our workforce is unemployed. One in four people, look around you. Out of every four people you see of working age, one of them is unemployed. But the government's paying them to be unemployed. I'm sorry. It's not the government. You are paying them to be unemployed. Just think about it, folks. All of the largesse of government, it comes right out of your pocket. I want you to think about that for the next week. We'll be discussing this more. Different issues, same story, next week. So I'll be back next Monday. Until then, I want you to have a great week.